maybe the most exciting event in my life was the time that I came to the United States from Holland. I decided to go for an adventure when I was about 18 years old. And it wasn't as easy as it sounded, because you can't get a visa to the United States unless you have certain things in place. So I needed a sponsor for one. He signed for me and he allowed me to come to the United States. So this was the first time I went on an airplane, first time for a lot of things. When I got in Los Angeles, I didn't even know where to go. So I told a cab driver, drive me to a motel in Santa Monica. I chose Santa Monica because the school that I was admitted to was Santa Monica College. I stayed in this motel for a week and I saw my money going down quickly. I already didn't have too much money to start with. So I decided I better come up with a new idea. There were a couple of things I didn't realize. One was like the registering for classes. I found out that most classes were already filled up. So I got stuck with some city classes. I did get English as a foreign language, and I got music appreciation, which I really didn't want, and I had to pay a lot of money for these classes too. So I took that, and speech class I had to take, and I think I got an economics class, but I can't remember.
Were you scared when you first got here, and then you started to realize you also were running out of money?
Oh yeah, of course. Well, scared maybe, but I was definitely getting nervous. And at the end of the year, I had no money. I remember I had $20. At the end of the year, I went to Indiana with a roommate of mine. I want to check out a little bit more from the United States. So we drove to Indiana, and there I stayed in Indiana. On my way back, I had $80 to go home, and that was all the money I had left. No job and no money, and I had $80. So I didn't even have, it was like a three-day drive. I had no money to stay in a motel. I had no money at all. So I decided I could probably just make it with gas, and if I'm lucky, I'll make it. So I, on my way home, I could not stop for a motel, like I said, because I had no money for a motel. So I had to drive nonstop, and then I had a flat tire. Then I found his garage, and he had a used tire. I think he sold me for like $10. This is 1984, so things were cheaper in those days. He fixed my tire. I went back on the road. I made it to LA. And then I came to my apartment back, and my landlady had put all my stuff outside in the hallway, and other people were living in my apartment. I had no more apartment when I came here. So I didn't know what to do. So and then I got lucky because a friend of mine, who I went to school with, his roommate was an archaeologist, and he went to Jamaica for an expedition. And he was going to be gone for like 3-4 months, and he wanted somebody to stay in his house. So he told me I can stay there for free. And that's where I stayed, and then so I had $20 left to my name. And then so I needed a job. So that's when I found my first job working at Ralph's supermarket as a grocery bagger. So that's my first year in the United States.